Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
As we are now away for this M2 division, and lots of splashing, of course. Just give you an idea about where I am on the course. I'm on first post corner. Ambitiously, I'm trying to cover between first post corner and Dickson corner. So this could be quite fun. So we'll see how it all goes. As Selwyn are coming up towards me now, they're looking strong at the top of the division. Selwyn M1 being followed by Fitz M1. It looks like Fitz actually looks like they're closing on Selwyn M1, and I've definitely underestimated how fast boats can row. Right, here is the running. The running is starting. Selwyn M1 look about on station to Fitz M1 right now as they come round first boat corner. But Fitz are taking an incredibly tight line round here to try and catch up with Selwyn. Looks like now there is not much. There's about a quarter of a boat length between Fitz and Selwyn right now as they come round first post corner. As you can hear, the bank parties going past me. They are closing. Fitz are closing incredibly quickly on Selwyn M1 now. Behind them, Churchill M1 are about on station with Keith. But the bum to look out for as I try and chase it up to grassy corner in this division is Fitz on Selwyn. They're closing. It's all going to depend on this line round grassy corner as Selwyn look to take quite a tight line round the corner. Fitz going for the slightly wider line. We'll see how that goes around grassy. And behind them, Churchill looks to be closing on Keys now as well. But just ahead on grassy corner, looks like Fitz has got overlap now on Selwyn. That bump's going to happen incredibly soon as he looks to take an incredibly tight line around grassy. Looking like there's about a quarter of a boat length between them. Behind them, we've now got a bump to call between Jesus M2. They've bumped up on Downing M1. And Lady Margaret look all over the place trying to escape round them as they pull into the side. So, if I catch your breath, Bertie, that's the first bump of the division. Looks like Jesus M2 have bumped up on Downing M2. Behind them, Lady Margaret and Homerton had to take really quite the wide lines around there. Behind them, we've had a boat crash into the side or pull over because of a bump. Haven't quite worked out what that one is yet. Hopefully, one of the reporters will be able to tell me as we chase around grassy, trying to find out what's going on the top of the division. Let's have a look. Got two boats pulling over there, so I'm going to call another bump at the top of the division. Fitz and Selwyn have bumped at the top of the division by the look of things. He's now being chased by Churchill as they go onto the long reach. Behind them, Homerton are chasing down Lady Margaret. They're on the flower reach now. There's about 6 feet between them there. Try and chase this one down the flower reach. So Homerton chasing Lady Margaret. And just to confirm the bumps we've had at the top of the division, Fitz have bumped up on Selwyn. Jesus have bumped up on Downing. Churchill looked to be chasing Keys into the long reach. And Homerton looked to be chasing down on Lady Margaret. Got first and third coming around grassy corner now. So I'm going to call another bump between Wilson and Queens. Then first and third, they look like they've got quite a lot of distance between them and behind them. Is Sydney Sussex M1. So first and third look good for a row over now, with Sydney Sussex about 2.5 boat lengths off them. And after Sydney, no one really behind them. So I'll wait for Rosa, who's down right at the very start, to tell me about any early bumps there. Really, no boats behind Sydney. So we're currently missing Corpus M1, Darwin M1, St Ed's M1, Christ M2, Pembroke M2 and the sandwich boat St Cat. We'll try and find out what's going on there. But we seem to have lost all of those boats behind there. Right. So, by the way, man definitely can't run faster than the boat can row. So I'm going to run down to our reach now, try and find out what's going on. Last different corner. Everyone's, hello ladies. Yeah, they're all laughing at me. I'm running along.
Hi Jack.
Yes, hello.
Hello. We've actually managed to get one more person on the line, so we're going to throw live now to Kate, who has some interesting interesting news about the Keys Churchill battle. Hello, Kate. Nope, we don't have Kate. Anyway, Jack, I'll give you a second to get your breath back there. And what I might try and do is get hold of Rosa and see if she can let us know what happened down the bottom end.
Yep, that's fine. I mean, I can call some provisional bumps for you whilst we find out what's going on. Looks like Fitz bumps up on Selwyn. Jesus bumps up on Downing. Homerton looked like they would get Lady Margaret at some point. Churchill were chasing T's. Queens and Wolfson bumped. First and third look good for Rowe, as do Sydney. And we'll try and find out what's going on with the six boats at the bottom of the division. Apparently, I've just had someone come past me. Every single boat is in the gut, apparently. So we'll need to find out what's going on down there, who's bumped who. I presume it'll be a series of bumps, or we've had carnage. Maybe we've had our first carnage of the day and not a technical one at that.
I think it sounds like we might have a bit of carnage going on. And anyway, we're going to...
Lench bumps. Bumps.
Cam FM.
Yep, I have the results from M2. So we have Selwyn was bumped by Fitzwilliam M1. Then Keys M2 were bumped by Churchill M1. Downing M2 bumped by Douglas M2. LMBC Rover, Homerton M1 Rover. Queen M2 bumped by Wolfson M1. First and third M2 Rover. Sydney Sussex M1 Rover. Corpus Christi M1 bumped by Darwin M1. St Edmunds M1 bumped by Christ M2. And we have Pembroke M2 technical row over. And the sandwich boat, which was, I think, St Cat's technical row over.
Lench bumps. Bumps.
Cam FM.